continued cooperation will be just as important in the days ahead. Because even as we mark this milestone, we should not forget that the battle to stop Al-Qaeda and its syndicate of terror will not end with the death of bin Laden. Indeed, we must take this opportunity to renew our resolve and redouble our efforts. In Afghanistan, we will continue taking the fight to Al-Qaeda and their Taliban allies, while working to support the Afghan people as they build a stronger government and begin to take responsibility for their own security. We are implementing the strategy for transition approved by NATO at the summit in Lisbon, and we are supporting an Afghan-led political process that seeks to isolate Al-Qaeda and end the insurgency. Our message to the Taliban remains the same, but today it may have even greater resonance. You cannot wait us out. You cannot defeat us, but you can make the choice to abandon Al-Qaeda and participate in a peaceful political process. In Pakistan, we are committed to supporting the people and government as they defend their own democracy from violent extremism. Indeed, as the President said, bin Laden had also declared war on Pakistan.